Let's go to our scripture reading here for today. Today we're going to go to the book of Isaiah, which is Old Testament prophet. We have four major prophets: Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. Isaiah is the first major prophet, and I am going to read Isaiah chapter 5, and I'm going to read verses 18 through 23. Isaiah 5, 18 through 23. And I'm sure that one of these verses in here will sound very, very familiar to all of us. So if you have your place, let me hear you say amen.
Amen.
Let's stand while God's word is being read here this morning from the book of Isaiah. This is God speaking through Isaiah to the people of Israel. Verse number 18. Woe to those who drag iniquity with the cords of falsehood, and sin as if with cart ropes, who say, let him make speed, let him hasten his work that we may see it. And let the purpose of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come to pass that we may know it. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Woe to those who are heroes in drinking wine and valiant men in mixing strong drink, who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away the rights of the ones who are in the right. Let's have a word of prayer here this morning. Father, once again, you get the glory for this. And Father, we want to really dig into this word here today. Lead us down your path of truth. What it is that we need to learn about these verses here today from Isaiah. As always, you get the glory. I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. And you may be seated here this morning. Well, there's Bible Jeopardy. Bible Jeopardy is always up on the website, too, so you can always get the answers up there. And that's what I just read. Okay. Today's message, I've titled it, A Substitute Society. The definition of the word substitute, you can find that on the inside of your bulletin. And I also have it up here on the screen. What is a substitute? A person or a thing that takes the place or function of another. That's Webster's definition. The word substitute can be a noun, it can be a verb, and it can be an adjective. Let me just give you a quick example of each one of those. As a noun, a sentence would sound something like this. The young woman entered the classroom as a substitute for the ill teacher. That would be a noun. As a verb, it would sound something like this. The young woman will substitute for the ill teacher. That's the verb. And then finally, as an adjective. Today, the young woman will be a substitute teacher in the classroom. Today, I want to use the word substitute as an adjective. An adjective. What is an adjective? Who remembers their English class? An adjective is a word that modifies a noun, okay? And a noun is a person, place, or thing. And the word we are going to modify here today is the word society. Something has taken the place of something else in a society. Folks, today in the United States of America, we have a substitute society. Today's scripture text is from the prophet Isaiah. So what's going on back then? Well, God is speaking through Isaiah, and he is pronouncing judgment on God's chosen people, on the Israelites, the nation Israel. At least, get this, at least 63 times in the Old Testament, starting with the book of Judges, working all the way up to the book of Malachi, you will hear one of these two phrases. Either this one, they did evil in the sight of the Lord, or this line, he did evil in the sight of the Lord. Somebody in the nation of Israel is doing evil in the sight of the Lord. Psalm 103, verse 8, have it up there on the screen. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. Oh, that sounds so good, doesn't it? But there comes a time, my friends, when his compassion and his grace has reached its limit. And his anger can rest no longer. So in these six verses from Isaiah here this morning, God delivers four woes. Actually, if we would read the whole chapter, there is a total of six woes. I'm only going to go over the last four. What are the four woes? I got them up there. In verses 18 through 19, the first woe was against those who defiled the Lord and ridiculed his prophet. The second woe, he condemned the reversal of morality. Verse 20. The third woe was pronounced because of the nation's arrogance and pride. And the fourth woe in verses 22 and 23, the Lord pointed out the unjust sentences passed by drunken and bribed judges. And believe it or not, the people of Israel did not change, or they did not repent with Isaiah's preaching. So God's woes, therefore, turned into judgment. And judgment turns into consequences. Within 20 years after Isaiah chapter 5 was written, the nation of Israel fell into the hands of Assyria, and they were exiled into a foreign land. This was written about 739 BC, and in 722 BC, 17 years later, the nation Israel was taken into exile. We know this, that God is just, and disobedience to his word and his laws eventually will have their consequences. And we can read all about his judgment and his consequences in the fall of Israel in 722 BC, in the fall of Judea, which was in 575 BC. We can read all about that in the book of 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles. If you want to see how they fell from grace. Because quite often in those chapters and in those books, you will see the lines, they did evil in the sight of the Lord, or he did evil in the sight of the Lord. The four woes again, I'll just kind of simplify them here a little bit. Those who defiled the Lord and ridiculed his prophet, the reversal of morality, the nation's arrogance and pride, unjust sentences passed by drunken and bribed judges. Now let's just look at those four, because this is what the Lord had against the nation of Israel. So I ask, does any of this sound familiar today? Any of it? Defying the Lord and ridiculing the prophets, the preachers? The reversal of morality? A nation's arrogance and pride? Unjust sentences passed by drunken and bribed judges. Oh my goodness. I see some things that are very familiar right there. Unless you are lucky enough to live as a self-sufficient person in the big sky country of Montana, without TV, without internet, and without Facebook, if you don't fall into that category, then you are aware of just how messed up this country of ours is. And it is messed up. So what's wrong with America? We have a corona pandemic with no end in sight, and many of us are getting impatient and we're really on edge. We have major rioting and vandalism. Listen, folks, not because a white officer killed a black man, but because that's just what evil people want to do. And we have media that is so biased, it's contributing to the division of this country instead of helping to heal it. And my favorite pet peeve, if those aren't bad enough, churches supposedly representing God when they are only representing their own carnal desires. Turn on TBN and turn on INSP and you'll see it pretty much 24 hours a day. And I guess the word faith movement must really not have any faith at all. Because if they did, they would make all this go away. Right? What do they say? Just name it and claim it, right? Name it, claim it. But it hasn't worked. Because it doesn't work. They're fakes. They're all frauds. And people by the millions are following these false prophets. And all this stuff that's out there is still here. Kenneth Copeland. Yeah, I am going to put him on the pedestal here today. Kenneth Copeland has given it a try to rid our country of COVID-19. Yes, get on YouTube and watch those ridiculous videos of him and his cronies trying to, by faith, get the COVID-19 out of America. It doesn't work. And then while he's trying to get rid of COVID-19, he also says that the Lord has told him that he needs to raise $300 million this year for his ministry. Well, Kenneth, the Lord told me that you're a false prophet. And unfortunately, he's probably going to get it. Because there's going to be desperate people in desperate situations who will do anything to get out of those situations, including sending money to people like Kenneth Copeland. Well, today, for the remainder of our time, I want to focus on woe number two, the reversal of morality in our country. The reversal of morality in our word for today, substitute. What does verse number 20 say? Woe to those who call good evil and evil good, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those people. And what is a substitute? It's a person or a thing that takes the place or function of something else. Folks, I am convinced that the United States of America has become a substitute society. And in this society, this nation has substituted good for evil and evil for good. They have substituted darkness for light and light for darkness. And they have substituted bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And where does it all start? Well, let's get back to where it all starts. Yeah, there's the substitution. Evil for good, good for evil. Darkness for light, light for darkness. Bitter for sweet. But where does it all start? Because we really have to get back to the root of the problem. And we're going to talk more about this next week. What is the root of the problem? It goes back to Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. What does that say? Verses 1 and 2. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said to the woman, indeed has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden. Now this is the NASB translation. I like other translations a little bit better, which says this. Did God really say? Did God really say? If there's ever a time in the United States of America when the Word of God has been questioned and dismissed Folks, it's now in the year 2020. I'm going to take what we call the seven deadly sins and see just how our society has accomplished in becoming a successful substitute society. So what are the seven deadly sins? That's the letters that they start with. P-L-E-G-G-A-S. And I put them in that order because that spells the word plagueis, which rhymes with the word Vegas. It's just easy for me to remember. Plagueis. P-L-E-G-G-A-S. So let's go through, what are the seven deadly sins? I think we all know them. Number one, P, pride. So let's ask the question, how has America taken the sin of pride and substituted good for evil? Well, first of all, there are women who are proud of the fact that they have had abortions because children would certainly be an inconvenience in their busy lifestyles. They would say something like this, I would never be where I'm at now if in my career if I had to stay home and raise children. Men and women leading gay and lesbian lifestyles have parades. And what kind of parades are they called? Pride parades. They're called pride parades. Let's show the world just how proud we are of our lifestyles that we are leading. Come on, people, come on. This is 21st century America. This is normal behavior. It's time for everyone to come out of the closet and be proud of it. L, lust. How has America taken the sin of lust and substituted good for evil? Well, you just watch any show on TV. Men and women are sexually craving other people. And did you know this? That there are, I had to look this up, 42 million pornographic websites. Yes, 42 million. Which equals 370 million pages of pornography. And did you know that one out of every four web searches is porn related? That's 25% of all web searches. People are searching for something pornographic. That equals 68 million searches a day. That's a lot of lust, my friends. But it's big business. So let it alone. Just leave it alone. It's big business. It's good for the advertisers. Envy. How has America taken the sin of envy and substituted good for evil? Well, some people will do anything to be just like their favorite sports star or their Hollywood idol. And did you know that you can be just like those people? And you know that you want what they have. They have that big car, or they have that house on the lake, or they have this and they have that. So do whatever it takes to achieve that goal. And then you can have exactly what you desire. And our Institute of Higher Learning will help you get ahead of those others so you can have just as much as what they have. The first G, gluttony. How has America taken the sin of gluttony and substituted good for evil? Simple. All you can eat buffets. Eat till you can't eat anymore. Just pig out. Have as much as you want. And if you can't finish what's on your plate, that's okay. They'll just throw it away, and that's all right. And all-you-can-eat restaurants are glamorizing our need to stuff our tummies until we actually feel bad. And I'll be honest with you, I've been there. Just eat and eat and eat because I pay one price, let me just eat as much as I possibly can until I feel bad. And let's see how many hot dogs we can consume in 1 hour and put it on TV so everyone can watch and enjoy the show. Greed, the second G. How has America taken the sin of greed and substituted good for evil? Oh, this is an easy one. It's called the Health, Wealth, Prosperity Church Movement. That's what it's called. What do you want God to give you? Remember, Jesus is a genie, and he'll give you all of your desires. And that's biblical. He'll give you all of your heart's desires. You want that big car? You want that big house? You want that pay raise? You want that job? Hey, just turn it over to God. Have enough faith, and you got it. Just ask, and you shall receive. Now you can have religion and have all the stuff that you want too. Praise Jesus! A, anger. How has America taken the sin of anger and substituted good for evil? Just look at all the rioting that we're seeing across our country today. Folks, that is anger. That is anger in its purest form. And I'll say it again. It's not because a white cop killed a black man. It's because people have anger issues and they will use any excuse to unleash that anger. And that's all it took. But don't worry. If you get thrown in jail for rioting or looting, the Hollywood elite, they'll bail you out. So you'll be all right. So don't worry about it. Go and destroy our country. And did you know that some people are getting as much as $200 a week to be professional rioters? 25 bucks an hour Antifa will pay you to go on out and riot. Yes, it's on Craigslist. And our final seventh sin, sloth or laziness. How has America taken the sin of sloth and substituted good for evil? Hey, don't worry about getting a job. The government will take care of you and they'll pay you good money to not work. On the other hand, you can own your own business and you desperately want to open it back up again because it's the only way that you can make ends meet. And when you do, you get thrown in jail for doing so while the same prison is letting all the rapists and the pedophiles out because they don't want to crowd the jails. And those people, they don't want them getting COVID-19. So let's let the criminals out and let's bring in the people who want to run their business and let's let them contract the COVID-19. What is wrong with our country? What is wrong with us? Folks, I'll tell you what's wrong with us. We have a substitute society is what we have. We are now calling good evil, and we're calling evil good. We have substituted darkness for light, and light for darkness. We have substituted bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. No wonder some people want to take the words under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance, because we're not. We're not under God anymore. Because if we were under God, we would be a different society. But over the last decades, we have politely asked him, or even impolitely asked him, to leave. Leave our government. Leave our schools. Leave our families. God, just leave us alone. And he has. And he has. Could, question, could God be pronouncing woes on us for our society like he did on his people many centuries ago? And I don't know the answer to that, so I'm not going to say yes or no. But I am convinced of this. I know if I don't like what I see based on God's word, I know he doesn't like what he sees because he wrote the word. What have we become? Isaiah and Jeremiah and all the other prophets of old, they knew that answer. And they did evil in the sight of the Lord. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. And right now, folks, America is doing evil in the sight of the Lord. The prophets of old, they preached against it because they saw what was happening. And what preachers need to do today is preach against it because we see what's happening today. But unfortunately, you're going to walk into some church on a day like today or any other given Sunday, and all they're going to tell you is, God is love. God is love. He loves you. You know what, folks? We're a bunch of sinners. And we need to straighten up. All of us. And I'm getting pretty tired. Not of you. Please, I'm not mad at you, these people. I'm mad at what churches are doing because they are the ones that are messing up the Word of God. And no wonder God is getting angry with us. The apostles, Peter and Paul and John knew what would become of society. They wrote about it. And they warned us. And they warned us. And folks, here it is. And there's only one way that this country is going to get any better. And that is when people start giving their lives to Jesus Christ. If people want to hear the social gospel and about other movements out there, please go to some other church. Because what happens in here, we preach the Word of God. And we preach that sin is a sin. And we preach that people need to straighten up. And boy, I'll tell you one thing. We have really lost it. Why? Because we have become a substitute society. We need to be contagious. And other preachers out there need to be preaching this stuff instead of the garbage that they're preaching. We're going to talk more about this next week. I'm on a roll, folks, and it ain't going to stop next week. We keep on going. Let's have a word of prayer.